Thank you for standing by. This is a conference operator. Welcome to the SECURE Energy Special Meeting of SECURE Shareholders. I would now like to turn the conference over to Wyatt Norn. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wyatt Norn, and I'm with SECURE Energy Services. Welcome to SECURE's virtual special meeting of the shareholders. Due to the unprecedented public health impact of COVID-19 and in alignment with the public health measures in place here in Alberta, SECURE is holding a special shareholders meeting in this virtual format to help mitigate health and safety risks to our community, shareholders, employees, and other stakeholders. Let me spend a minute explaining to you just how this works. Your information screens display instructions on how to participate in the meeting by voting and submitting questions. Vote and question functionality are available only for registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders. All other guests are in listen-only mode. Also, please note that because today's meeting is being webcast, there is a delay between what our speakers are saying in real time and what participants of the meeting are hearing. Polling is now open, and voting is displayed on your information screen. If you already voted, you do not need to take any further action unless you'd like to change your vote. If at any time during the meeting you experience technical difficulties, please use the technical support button on the broadcast section of your screen. If you are a shareholder or a proxy holder, you may submit questions at any time during the meeting by selecting the messaging icon on the information section of the screen and typing in your question. Please note that questions must be related to the business of today's shareholder meeting. That is the shareholder resolution that is being voted on and can be found at Appendix B of the Joint Management Information Circular dated May the 6th, 2021. When answering your questions, we may aggregate similar questions. Any questions of a general nature that we don't address here, we will try to answer on SECURE's website as soon as we're able to in the coming days. Now I will ask Rene Amirault, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of SECURE, to call the meeting to order. Mr. Amirault?
Good morning, and welcome to SECURE's special meeting of shareholders. I also wish to welcome our SECURE board members and leadership team in attendance virtually here today. In accordance with SECURE bylaws, I will chair the meeting. Michael Callihoo, our Corporate Secretary, will act as Secretary, and Gail Hibbs from Odyssey Trust Company will act as Scrutineer. The record date for determining shareholders entitled to receive notice of and vote at this meeting was fixed at May 4th, 2021. The Scrutineer has advised me that the required quorum is present, and accordingly, I will now declare the meeting has been regularly called and is properly constituted for the transaction of business. The reading of the notice of meeting will be dispensed with, and I direct the Secretary to include with the minutes a copy of the meeting materials, confirmation of mailing to shareholders, and the report on attendance. I will now call the meeting to order. The business of today's meeting is described in the notice of meeting and Joint Management Information Circular dated May 6th, 2021, that was delivered and filed in advance of this meeting. A link to the circular is available on the file icon on the information section of your screen and can also be found on SECURE's website. At today's meeting, shareholders are being asked to consider and vote on the resolution approving the issuance of common shares of SECURE in connection with the proposed acquisition of SECURE of all the outstanding shares of Tervita Corporation, all as set forth on pages 122 and 123 and in the Appendix B of the circular. For efficiency, we have prearranged for Alison Prokop and Wyatt Norn, both SECURE shareholders, to move and second the formal business motions. The polls are now open for voting on the item of business. As mentioned earlier, voting will be conducted by online polling, and your voting options should be visible on your screen if you are a registered shareholder or duly appointed proxy holder. If you have already voted, you do not need to take any further action unless you would like to change your vote. Could I have a motion on this matter?
I move that the resolution set forth in Appendix B of the circular for this meeting be approved.
Thank you, Alison. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Mr. Chair, I second the motion.
Thank you, Wyatt. As there is an audio time delay associated with this webcast, we will now pause to ensure that participants in today's meeting have time to type in their questions relating to the business of the meeting. Are there any questions on the motion?
There are no questions on the motion.
We will now pause to allow those voting online ample time to do so. In order to be passed, the resolution requires their approval by a simple majority of the votes cast by shareholders who voted at this meeting or by proxy. Okay, online polling is now closed. I have received an initial report from the scrutineer and confirmed that the resolution set forth in Appendix B of the circular has been passed by 99% of the votes cast by proxy. I direct the secretary to file the final scrutineer's report with the minutes of the meeting. Details of the final voting results will be filed with security regulators and included in our news release following the meeting. There being no further business to be conducted at today's meeting, could I have a motion to conclude the meeting?
I move that this meeting conclude.
Mr. Chair, I second the motion.
Thank you. I declare the formal business of the meeting concluded. I would like to take this moment to recognize Marianne Bernier, Sean Patterson, Dan Stanky, and Rick Wise for their service to SECURE in the role of directors. They have each brought their expertise and vision to SECURE's Board of Directors, and on behalf of the Board, I would like to thank them for their contributions. Following the completion of the arrangement to combine the two companies, the Board of Directors will consist of 4 members of the current SECURE Board and 4 members of the current Trevita Board. On behalf of your Board of Directors and the leadership team, thank you for attending our special meeting of shareholders. That concludes our special meeting of shareholders. Thank you for joining us.